That's what it's all about, spreading the good word of the sport of wrestling.
This is Dan Gable, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, the epicenter of the wrestling world, the NCAA Division I Championships right here in Tulsa. And there isn't a person that physically embodies the world of wrestling more than the one and only Dan Gable, who is here on site. Coach, welcome to WGN. Welcome to the championships. Welcome to your world.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you being here at these NCAA championships, because that's what it's all about, spreading the good word of the sport of wrestling.
Always a great ambassador for the sport, but also with that really amazing perspective of it. We were talking a little bit about before we went on the air, Spencer Lee. It was a loss that kind of shocked the world, right? People thought it was a foregone conclusion. You have, I don't know, a similar perspective on that, but if you were going to share some consolation with them, that was just one moment in your career. You had so many great moments to come.
Yeah, I mean, these moments happen because of certain circumstances, and the circumstances in my career were, you know, I was like doing interviews like I am right now. I mean, here I am, you know, I'm not getting ready for a match. I'm just getting ready as a spectator. I can do an interview. It's not going to affect my performance in watching. But, you know, little things. I have a feeling that, you know, that Spencer wasn't as ready as he's normally ready to wrestle. I could tell that right when the whistle blew. He was doing shots that were hitting the guy's hips and not hitting the guy's ankles and corners at the knees. And when he was hitting the hips, Spencer was just bouncing off. So his normal wrestling and effectiveness was down in that entire match. So he was vulnerable. But at the same time, he's good enough, even when he's not up to his abilities, he still can win, but not under all circumstances. And this circumstance was one that he had to be a little smarter and a little bit better.
It seems like he kind of caught him, right? At first, there was that throw where he landed on his back, and it was like, uh-oh. And like you had said, too, maybe his head wasn't in the game, you know, because he was thinking beyond maybe the fourth was a foregone conclusion, thinking of the future. And that's the way all the interviews he had done up to that was all, hey, after you win your fourth, he didn't really take time. Hey, you got to actually win it.
Absolutely. And so you just don't know. The human mind is unbelievable, and I don't think anybody really understands it totally. If we did, we would figure everything out ahead of time, and everything would be predicted. So, you know, obviously he wasn't in the frame of mind that he needed to be to absolutely perform up to his ability. And when you're not in that frame of mind, you're vulnerable. And he was vulnerable, and you could tell that, and it's a 7-minute match or longer if it goes overtime, but you could tell from second one that he was a little more vulnerable, and the guy picked up on it, and it wasn't going to be just that domination on one side, and the other guy stayed right in there. And then it came down to, you know, some referees had to go look at the TV monitor to figure out whether he scored a takedown or didn't score a takedown, or whether there was this or that. And Spencer got the break. And so that gave him an opportunity. And there was only, you know, maybe 45 seconds left or so in the match. And his normal last 45 seconds, again, his normal is like controlling what's controllable. And he didn't do that. He actually went offensive, which I hadn't seen him do that in a match that he's controlling at the beginning. And so he actually could have won by just dancing around and taking a stall call or whatever. But he shot in, got on his knees, reached up, did a tight body lock. And again, he was hanging on for the clock to run down, and he put himself in a vulnerable position. And because of that, if he would have did the move and come up and used the entire move instead of just a half of the move, you know, he would have scored again. But because he opened himself up and gave the other kid an opportunity to do a little bit of a throw, and the throw worked, and then his reaction, he usually would unlock and scramble, and the guy wouldn't have still won the match with the takedown, but he hung on, and so that kept himself on his back. So it's the little things in high tense level competition, and it's your mind, and it's, you got to be operating full force, and he wasn't operating probably above 50% in that match, you know.
You're right, Coach, and you think about it, he was out of his element from the get-go and in so many different ways, doing things he wouldn't do. Now, if you're not part of, you know, Iowa Nation, if you are not Spencer Lee, if you're not Spencer Lee's mom, everybody else, who regardless of who you are rooting for, this was a big moment in wrestling. You see, this is on SportsCenter. This is everywhere. You're always been a big picture guy when it comes to the sport. I think a match like this, regardless who wins and loses, I think this moves the needle.
Oh, I definitely moved the needle when I lost to Owings, and I didn't do it on purpose. No. And I don't think Spencer Lee did this on purpose to help the sport, but it certainly is going to make news like no news makes. And so, you know, it's one of these things that, for me, it's like I always pictured him being, you know, a world champion and Olympic champion at the Olympic and world level, and he's been that. But it's at the junior level or the you know, cadet level. And so the highest level of wrestling, him, is in front of him. And I don't know exactly what this is going to do for him. It should show him and help him.
Yes.
But if you utilize it in negative ways, totally, you're not going to go beyond this last match here and maybe, you know, not do what he was capable of doing or what he would like to do.
As a coach, of course, you're always saying you want to learn from those losses, right? People say you can learn a lot more from a loss than you can a win, and hopefully, like you said, he can come out and recognize that you've always got to be cognizant of that. You took it this place, and wrestling as a whole, sold out, you know, huge crowds, you know, they're going to top, I don't know if it's going to be 60,000 people at the end of this whole thing. Talk a little bit about that. Well-attended, wrestling's here.
Well, you know, there's some great wrestling going on here, and this is our highest level from the college level. And, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to the genders right now, the females. And, you know, because this is such a masculine sport for so long, we really hadn't involved females as much as, you know, we probably should have. And they probably didn't even realize they could wrestle either. So, you know, it's one of these things that all of a sudden it's booming, and it's one of these things that's going to carry our sport to a much higher level and keep it around, and so we don't have to worry about what do we do next to make sure our sport is just up there. Well, we got a lot of things to do because we're not a football, we're not a baseball, we're not a basketball, but we're definitely a good sport, and it's throughout the entire world, and now we're having females, except for a couple countries, you know, I don't think Iranians are liking it, but it's one of these things that maybe they got a little bit to learn too. So, you know, females are definitely going to help them, and they're going to help the total sport. And so that means it helps the males as well.
Very last thing, and we'll let you get back to your regularly scheduled awesome day on Championship Saturday. But it brings, you talk about the sport raising the level, the profile brings more people. A guy that presented you with the Presidential Medal of Freedom is going to be here tonight as well. Donald Trump's going to make his way here. Your thoughts on that, having the former president in town?
Hey, anytime you can promote the sport, you know, and some people are going to look at it like, oh, man, look at, we don't want Donald Trump here, but, you know, yeah, we do, you know, because he brings attention here. Now, we don't want negative attention, and he's going to bring positive attention to our sport, except for the people that just don't like him, and hopefully they don't associate it with just wrestling. But it's something that you move forward with, and if you get an opportunity to have somebody that is of that caliber, you don't turn it down. It's like I won, you know, a Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. And so people say, you can't take that, Gable. And I'm saying, I can't take the highest honor in the world for civilian people. I mean, you know, it's like you gotta be able to make some good judgments. And obviously Spencer Lee wasn't able to do that, but maybe he can make better judgments in the future and win some of these tighter matches that need to be won.
Politics, people come down on both sides. Some people like it, some people don't. One thing everyone can agree on, Dan Gable. Everyone loves Dan Gable, right? And they're lucky to have you here for the championship. So great to have you on WGN.
Well, thank you. I don't know about everybody because everybody, you know, some people.
That's opponents, I guess, maybe
well,
not.
It's surprising that most of the people that I have actually put a loss on in their career on the wrestling mat learn to appreciate me. There's a couple still are mad at me because I beat them. Oh, yeah. And because of that, they'll hold back in certain things that we should probably work together on. But you know what? That's just people. And we're not going to make 100% people happy. But you know what? It's nice to try to get 100% of the people working for the sport.
Friendly competition extending the olive branch for wrestling. Dan Gable, thanks so much for being on WGN.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.